purpose of this ordinance is to update code language to reflect borough incorporation, provide for a co-mingled recycling service. This is its first reading. I'd entertain a motion to adopt this ordinance.
Mayor Mark Jensen read from the new sanitation ordinance, which lays out the rules and objectives of a soon-to-be-expanded recycling program in Petersburg. It's aimed at encouraging more recycling, partly by making it more convenient for users. Refuse customers will no longer need to separate materials. All of it can be mixed together in one container, which the borough will pick up at the curb. The borough will also provide the containers, which will likely be bags at first, but could eventually be replaced with cans. Another key component is a trash collection rate hike. Trash collection charges were already slated to go up 2% each year for the next several years. However, the new measure includes a 20% increase for the majority of residential customers who currently use the smallest 32-gallon service. That's unless they recycle. If they participate in the recycling program, they will not be charged that additional 20%. The ordinance does not boost rates for larger customers. According to Public Works Director Carl Hagerman, customers who now pay more for bigger cans or dumpsters could potentially save money by recycling enough to switch to a smaller, less expensive level of trash collection. Hagerman has given a couple of extensive presentations on the program at previous meetings. Besides curbside recycling, the measure also makes a significant change to the public salvage program at the landfill. Currently, people who want to make use of discarded materials like metal roofing or car parts pay $5 for a weekly permit, $15 for a month, or $100 for a year. Under the new sanitation ordinance, they'll pay a flat daily fee of $10. With no discussion, the Assembly passed the ordinance in the first of three readings unanimously. The public will have another chance to comment on it during its second reading on the 25th of this month. In other business, the Assembly voted 6-1 to retain the Public Library Board as a 7-member elected body. Assemblymember John Hogue was opposed and the only person to comment on the issue during the meeting. He thought this board, as well as others, should be appointed rather than elected. He addressed an issue that some library supporters had raised about switching to an appointed board.
People were concerned that somebody with an agenda for censorship might get on the board one way, and I would suggest to that person that perhaps the elected board would preserve a larger risk than an appointed board for that. If the purpose of the library board is to advise the library and to, you know, deal with matters that are set to it by the Assembly, I would suggest that having the board appointed would be appropriate.
On their written evaluation form, library board members and librarian Tara Alcock expressed enthusiastic and firm support for keeping the elected board in place. They pointed out, among other things, the board's extensive work on issues related to building the new library, as well as the fact that by municipal code, the board is actually authorized to manage and operate the public library. The code does not refer to it as an advisory board. The Assembly has been reviewing various boards and committees as part of the transition to borough government. So far, the Assembly has chosen to keep boards for public safety, parks and recreation, the harbor, and now the library. It decided not to retain the utility board or the motor pool advisory committee. In other news, the Assembly unanimously approved a 5-year contract for borough manager Steve Giesbrecht. It includes a salary of $113,500 for this first year. That was an increase of about 4.4% over the past year, which the Assembly approved earlier this fall after giving Giesbrecht a favorable evaluation. He'll continue to receive annual evaluations and the opportunity to negotiate a new salary in subsequent years. Giesbrecht has been in the post since October 2011. Meanwhile, the borough will move ahead with geotechnical and survey work for the eventual replacement of the Rasmus Inge Bridge at Singley Alley. The Assembly voted unanimously to amend its design contract with P&D engineers to include that work. Replacing the dilapidated wooden boardwalk and trestle is estimated to cost over $1.3 million, and the borough currently has just over $100,000. Assemblymember John Haverlick suggested scaling down the project.
I feel that we still need to look at the possibility of making this a walking bridge, just because $1.5 million for the traffic that goes over that bridge is really a lot for a small area with minor traffic. And between the governor giving away all our oil money, the state budget's already going to be $1 billion in the rears this year. And I just don't see them coming through. I hope they do come through with the money for doing a full repair. But if they don't, you know, I am concerned about our finances. You know, if we have to pay for this ourselves, we'll have to go to a bond for it.
Ann Haverlick expressed concern about putting that burden on taxpayers, considering there are other projects in need of funding as well. However, Assemblymember Cindy Lagadakis didn't think a walking bridge would be sufficient.
If nothing else, the design load is going to have to accommodate fire and rescue equipment, and so is still going to have to be designed to carry traffic and to service the Sons of Norway Hall, which really is a big center of activity in the community. Vehicles bring all kinds of equipment, furniture, people, and it's also a tourist attraction. So I would caution us to go down the road of just making it a walking bridge. We also have businesses along that way, and it's also a street that has the oldest buildings in town.
According to Assistant Public Works Director Chris Cotta, the borough currently has the funding it needs for this phase of the engineering work and for the materials it needs to temporarily repair the structure and keep it operational. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.